Senate Judiciary Committee is having a hearing and work session on Wednesday, June the 29th, 1983, at 5 p.m. in Hearing Room A.
Present are Senators Brown, Hendrickson, and Wires, and Senators Frye and Hanby are out in the hall. I'm sure they'll be in it just as soon as they word filters out that we've taken up. House Bill 2550, relating to alcoholic beverages. Senator May Yee, do you have a supporter with you today?
Yes, may I have Police Chief S. Savage from Sweet Home come up with me?
Please.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the record, I'm May Yee, State Senator from District 19. I'm here to request your reconsideration of House Bill 2550 and favorable passage. Police Chief Ed Savage from Sweet Home is here to tell you the importance of House Bill 2550, and I would like to have the opportunity to introduce him. Police Chief Ed Savage has been involved in police work for 27 years. Currently, he is president of the Oregon-Washington Lawmen's Association. He was president of the Herbert Hoover Boys and Girls Club in Newburgh and first citizen of that city in 1978. He is active in the Sweet Home Boys and Girls Club, the Rotary Club, and the Optimist Club. And he is very well known in our state for his work and programs for youth. And I would like to have him convey to the committee his feeling about increasing penalty to the people who sell drugs and alcohol to youths. And Police Chief S. Savage.
Thank you very much, Senator Yee. Mr. Chairman and committee, my name is Ed Savage. I'm a career small town police officer. I presently serve as the chief of police for the city of Sweet Home. I've been invited to speak on House Bill 2550, which regards proposed modifications in our present statute on furnishing alcoholic liquor to minors, those who have not yet reached their 21st birthday. My original proposal, which was written up very well by legislative counsel, offered an enhanced penalty for that person who sold alcohol to a youngster who had not yet reached his or her 18th birthday. We have recently had three cases of alcohol poisoning, not drunkenness, but actual poisoning that shut down the body's gag reflex so that the excess booze could not be regurgitated, thus allowing the percentage of alcohol to continue to increase toward fatal levels. Each of the youngsters involved, ages 15, 14, and 7 years of age, survived only because of prompt emergency medical intervention. It is my feeling, and the feeling of officers and emergency medical technicians in my department, that there needs to be a strong press campaign alerting people to the dangers of this kind of youthful drinking, and that this campaign can best be started by the representatives of our people, our legislators, going on record that furnishing to those of tender age will not be tolerated by our society, classifying furnishing to one who is not yet 18 as a Class C felony would accomplish that. The second point that modification might help would be clarifying the present language of the statute so that there would be no question that making alcohol available to minors is a crime. The language needed is that would make furnishing a Class A misdemeanor. In its present form, the law does not appear to make furnishing to minors a crime. The usual penalty for furnishing to minors is a $200 fine. As this bill has been modified during this session, the minimum penalty has been raised to $350. Perhaps that's better than nothing, as our judges seem to be using the minimum set by the legislature as a standard fine. While my personal feelings as far as the addition to this criminal statute regarding the availability of soft drinks in the tavern are that this regulation would be better carried than the Oregon Liquor Control Commission regulations, if it is necessary to add this regulation to statute in order to make the statute more acceptable to the legislature, so be it. Perhaps I've said enough. If you have any questions for me, please ask them. My background has probably been a bit different from yours. Believe me, I've seen far too many victims of the person who thinks it's smart to buy booze for minors.
Chair now moves that House Bill 2550 be removed from the table. Please call the roll.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Frye?
No.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Squires?
Aye. Motion carried. Counsel.
I would like to, I've been talking with Bob Barton in the Attorney General's office. There's an issue in 2550 that regardless of what the committee decides to do, does need to be determined, and that is conflicting opinions in different courts on whether or not the first and second offense is a misdemeanor or is a violation. And they are right now involved in a case on appeal, State versus Rittner, where a defendant has appealed a ruling by the court. And it's a fairly complicated legal argument. I'll go into it if the committee cares to, but it would be useful to clarify the status of this offense. So that's just for the committee's benefit.
When did he think he would have that opinion ready?
He just filed the brief 2 days ago. The argument is set for July. He does not think it would affect that particular case. It's just it's something that needs to be cleared up. Apparently, prior to, and I don't have the exact dates, at one point in time, it was a Class A misdemeanor. And somehow got dropped out at some point in time. And it's an argument where probably, I believe in 81, some amendments were made, and there was an understanding that another provision in 471-990 would have established that it was a misdemeanor. But the some defendants are making a fairly creative argument that 471-990, which is a general penalties provision for this whole chapter, does not apply to this particular statute.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brown.
Now, as this bill was introduced, it provided for a Class C felony. What is the...
The House amendments made it a Class A misdemeanor.
Class A misdemeanor. Now, we have a fiscal impact statement that has been drafted. Was before or it was after the amendments?
You should have one that responds to the amended bill as it passed the House floor, the one dated 4-11-83.
I see.
For what, 990?
471.990.
I'm trying to see the where in my file the bill is. Was there an A engrossed?
I do a hand engrossed. It should be.
Okay, that's our.
Yeah.
That's our.
Mr. Chair.
Current bill.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hendrickson.
If I was just going to ask Nina, if we adopted this bill, would that clarify then, because it does create a Class A misdemeanor, would that then clarify the problem the Attorney General has raised? Or is there some further amendment that would be needed?
No. One of the amendments in the House bill was inserting, you can see it.
I see where, yeah. So
yeah.
That would take care of the issue.
That would take care of the issue, yes.
Mr. Chair, I'll test the water and move that particular amendment.
I think it's already in. Isn't that?
That's right. It would be in it.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, counsel, wouldn't we need an amendment to restore the original language to the statute except to make it a Class A misdemeanor?
Correct. Do you want to leave the law as is? So basically you'd be deleting all House amendments except for that amendment and deleting in the original printed bill all bracketed and bold changes, and you'd be leaving intact that amendment. The other issue that's been...
You would be leaving in on line 17, a person who violates this section commits a Class A misdemeanor.
Correct. The one other issue that's been raised is on the minimum sentencing. If you look in line 23, the waiver of suspension of imposition, and the House added the language, or execution of the mandatory minimum sentence. I guess the question is, if that's not put in there, since that apparently is different, well, execution is different from the suspension, that is a way of avoiding the minimum sentence provisions in this statute, even as it reads in current law. So I'd be whether or not the committee would want to add that language also.
Well, Senator Hamby moves to, we can take these things one at a time. Senator?
Well, no, that's fine. I'm open to both line 17 and the insertion of or execution on line 23 and minimum.
And 27, you want to?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, the House also increased on line 19 a fine of 200 to 350. And I think that is important to increase the penalty for people who sell liquor to minors.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask a procedural question?
Yes, Senator.
Well, it appears to me, aren't these already in the bill as the House amendments, or I'm a little unclear what we're doing.
The suggestion that Senator Yee made after the bill was tabled was that she was willing to give up on changing the minimum mandatory sentencing, mm-hmm. but she just wanted a Class A misdemeanor.
I see.
And that was what I understood when we took it off the table. Now, counsel has raised that we need to have or execution to prevent the problem that that she's heard is a defense approach to avoiding the minimum mandatory, which would, in effect, only effectuate the existing law.
Okay. So that's so, the motion?
Well,
so then, in other
I'm
words,
willing minimum. To accept whatever motion you want to make, but that historically is how we got to the point of putting the bill on the schedule to take it off the table. Now, I'm in a very democratic mood, anything you want to move, but I just want to...
Well, I think that might make it more acceptable, the bill, in terms of increasing its chance of...
Mr. Chairman, for a point of clarification, I indicated to Chairman that we are willing to give up the minimum sentence, mm-hmm. but would appreciate retaining the increase in fine to 350 and keeping the classification as Class A misdemeanor for the as penalty. That's on line 17 and on line 19 as passed by the House.
Mr. Chair,
Senator,
if I may ask counsel, I understood there was a need for the insertion of or execution, otherwise the Class A misdemeanor provision could well then be waived or suspended.
Well, it would be the minimum sentence that
yes.
would be waived.
Right.
You would still have somebody convicted of a Class A misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. This is a problem in any minimum mandatory sentence provision in any statute. Mm-hmm. This just happens to be one of them.
Well, I'll certainly abide by the...
Okay, well, let's do this way. I'll accept Senator Hamby's motion that we return the bill to the original language, except that we insert on line 17 a Class A misdemeanor, and on line 23 and 27 we put or execution and minimum in front of sentence, and on 27, as it's in the mock-up, mandatory minimum. Let's discuss and vote on that amendment. And if someone, then let's vote on the $350. How is that?
Well, Mr. Chair, if the
that'll be the motion.
Bill.
Is there discussion
yes.
on that motion?
On your amendment?
Okay, it can be mine.
I'm not following. I've got the original bill on my hand now. I'm looking on line 18, and it says minimum sentence as follows. Now, can you tell me what the amendments are going to be?
You see the mock-up?
Yes.
Okay. Where's that? Should be there in your file. handwritten, Scott handwriting.
Line 18 says nothing about, but there's some...
In the mock-up between lines 16 and 17,
okay,
it says a person who violates this section commits a Class A misdemeanor.
Right.
Okay.
This one here?
Is that coming in or is it coming out now?
That's going in.
It is in.
It's in the mock-up, but now it's in the motion to adopt. This is a bill we tabled. The point we tabled it, there was nothing there. Now we're starting over afresh. So we have the existing law plus makes it a Class A misdemeanor, and we would add after imposition or execution, and the word minimum and the word mandatory minimum down on line 27.
I see those two. I see those, right.
So that's the motion at this point. And if anybody wants to move anything else later, that'll be fine.
Okay. And, Mr. Chair, may I amend that motion to delete the notion then on the counsel of the proponent of the bill, the minimum provisions, mandatory minimum provisions in the execution, if that's what she wants. And that's what I understood her to say.
Well, she's offering to delete from the bill those things.
Yes.
They're not in, they're nowhere now except in a bill that has been tabled. So we don't need to make any motion about them.
No, I'm thoroughly confused.
Pardon me?
Yes, I'm thoroughly confused.
I am too.
I thought it was in the House.
Maybe we should get a mock-up of...
Well, I've got the mock-up, but I thought that was in the bill that's before us, but it isn't.
What is the question? I'm sorry.
Well, I guess that my understanding, Mr. Chair, then you're saying that the House bill that we have before us does not have the minimum mandatory in it?
The existing law has...
Okay, I see.
The current statute has a minimum mandatory sentence, 471.410. It's already in there.
Okay, and that's simply recited in the bill.
Right, because that was amended to increase on the first conviction and to add the language, well, other language that referred back to other changes in the original bill.
And so the House amendments deleted that in the existing statute.
No, the House amendments left that intact, increased the minimum sentence for the first conviction, and added that the court could not waive or suspend imposition or execution of that minimum sentence. And they also added the language at least in line 17.
But you're saying we don't have to make any motion to delete that?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to see that we have the same language as what the House has passed, except that we are willing to delete or execution on line 23 so that it will not be a minimum sentence if that's what the committee is objecting to, the two words or execution. We would like to see it the way it is passed by the House, except the deletion of or execution on line 23.
I think you're right, Senator Hendrickson. It would have to be deleted. I guess what I was getting at was a motion that wasn't looking at the bill. It was looking at the existing law. And we would then have the council prepare the amendments and send down to legislative council that said exactly conformed it all. But the idea would be we would be adding to the existing law that it changes it from being a violation, right, to a Class A misdemeanor, and that we would insert the words or execution so that there couldn't be that question would be removed from the existing law. And then, Senator Brown.
We're, by adding the word or execution, we're beefing up what came over from the House.
No, they had that in there.
That was in the House.
Okay, for some reason, I thought that the handwritten amendments between lines 16 and 17, the ones on 20 lines 23 and 27, were something that has been proposed since it came from the House. I'm sorry.
No, those are the House.
Those are all the House amendments. Now, is there anything in the mock-up that is new from that, that we have such... Is everything on the mock-up just what came from the House?
Correct.
Okay, now, I gather the suggestion by Senator Yee is to delete something.
Delete or execution.
Why would we delete that?
I thought the committee objects to making it a minimum sentence. That's why I feel that committee may look at it favorably if we take away the minimum sentence wording of execution. But if you want to pass it as it is by the House, we'll be very happy. We'll be even happier with it.
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess I'm a little confused on the technical aspects of what or execution. Would that mean then the court could waive it?
If you oppose
it. And so it wouldn't be a minimum sentence?
That's what I understand.
Yeah. And as I now that I'm, I guess my memory was worse than I thought it was. I think that's one of the main reasons we didn't like the bill in the beginning, because the court could impose a minimum sentence under current law.
Suspend execution.
But then waive the execution.
But suspend execution based on getting involved in an alcohol treatment program or doing community service, paying their fine and staying out of trouble for 2 years or something like that.
I see.
And then they could always use that as a tool to make sure the person followed through, because then they could impose it, the sentence, I suppose, if they didn't follow through.
Yes.
Well, but now did I hear Anina saying that the Attorney General wanted us to put that back in?
No. All I talked to the Attorney General about was the fact that it would not harm that lawsuit and would be a good idea to clarify what this is. Is it a violation or is it a misdemeanor?
So that, or execution language has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that, okay. Nothing.
I think I understand.
So, Mr. Chair, may I withdraw my original motion and conceptually propose the motion as submitted by the sponsor of the bill with the deletion of execution?
That we say it will be a Class A misdemeanor and it will be a $350 fine for the first offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. However, also, Mr. Chair, I think it's important to look to the proposed language change on line 10 on the House amendments, the restoration of under the age of 21. We in Washington County had a recent fatality of a youngster under the age of 18. So if we were to accept the language that is currently in statutes, a person 18 to 20 years of age, it would not have affected the situation in my own county.
So you want to go back to the existing law under the age of 21.
And that was the House amendment also.
Yeah, I think especially since that was deleted, those other lines below it. Yeah.
Did the
Further discussion of Senator Hamby's motion to go back to the existing law of under the age of 21, make it a Class A misdemeanor, and make it $350 instead of $200 in the first conviction?
No.
Senator Brown.
As I read line 10, I see what the original language was in the statute, under the age of 21. I see then the House changed it to 18 to 20 years.
They did not. They deleted that and restored the existing language.
Okay.
That's bold type. It was in the printed bill.
And then they bracketed 18 to 20, which deleted, and I don't see, I see the brackets around.
Look at your printed bill, which is... Okay. You can see that that's bold face, 18 to 20 years of age.
But was under the age of 21 restored by the House, then the bill
that's
is
why
as...
this mock-up.
The bill is as if, as we desire it.
Right.
Okay.
So the House amendment was to restore under the age of 21.
Okay.
And delete it.
So we don't have to amend it?
No, but conceptually we'll accept that.
That's a good idea.
Please call the roll on the motion.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Frye?
No.
Hamby?
Aye.
Hendrickson?
Aye.
Wires?
Aye. Motion carried.
Once more, the Attorney General's concerns are...
The Class A misdemeanor, is that concern?
It's met. The bill meets the concern.
Based on the last motion.
The bill now meets the concerns of the Attorney General.
Yes.
Senator Frye.
I'd point out, of course, in one breath, we're saying this is a Class A misdemeanor, and in the next breath, we're saying that the maximum or the minimum sentence is now $350. I don't understand why we're calling it a Class A misdemeanor, and if we're calling it that, why isn't a one-year jail sentence and a $2,500 fine permitted?
It would still be permitted. These are minimum sentences. At least $350 the first time, $1,000 the second. So forth.
So really the effect of it is that the penalty is being raised.
The maximum penalty is being raised.
Well, is there any maximum under the present law?
Money.
Counsel.
The Attorney General is arguing, and they expect to argue successfully, that 471.990, which is on page 362 of your criminal code, already applies to 471.410, and that does make it a misdemeanor. So presumably, if the Court of Appeals rules correctly, in terms of the way the Attorney General is arguing this, it's going to be a misdemeanor anyway.
And shoving him out the door. Huh? Was that the idea of it? To keep him there while they go? Let them sober up.
I assume so.
Okay, the chair moves that we accept the House amendment on lines 6 through 8, which is to delete the language from the printed bill that says reverses the... policy of
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hamby.
I understand that the lobbyist from the Oregon Restaurant and Bar Association will oppose the bill because of this particular language. I wonder if we could call him to the stand.
Is that language being cut out?
In the printed bill, it says on lines 6 through 8, however, nothing in this subsection prohibits any licensee under this chapter from allowing a person who is visibly intoxicated to remain on the licensed premises so long as the person is not sold or served any alcoholic liquor. Now, that's existing law somewhere else in the statutes already. Subsection 6 is being deleted. So what the printed bill was doing was moving from... subsection 6 to subsection 1 in ORS 471.410, that particular language. Isn't that right, Counsel?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the House...
just restored 6 and deleted it from 1.
Just put it back to be the existing law, huh?
Right.
So... I don't see particularly why the Restaurant and Beverage Association would care whether that language is in subsection 1 or subsection 6. You understand they'd oppose the bill if it were moved from 1 to 6?
I'm confused also, so that's why I'd like to hear from them.
Or you just oppose it if it were deleted altogether? He just says he'd oppose it if it's deleted altogether.
It was...
Look at the printed bill. You'll see that they... The bold-faced language.
They added that in the proposed bill, but then they deleted it before the Senate.
They added it in the proposed bill into subsection 1 and deleted it from subsection 6. So the statute still has exactly the same words, and it's just put in a different place.
Oh, I'm seeing.
Somebody must maybe thought it would be more noticed in 1. The House committee said, no, let's leave it the way it is. So they
took it out of 1.
Took it out of 1 and restored it in 6.
Okay, I didn't see that. We don't have that in the back of 6. Or we mocked it. Okay.
So the chair would move that we adopt that House amendment. Is there any objection? Not. It's adopted. Pardon? This particular decision.
Okay.
What is this on the legal report?
That's all new in the bill. It was deleted by the House. It went back to existing law.
Okay. Now, on 11 through 14, the printed bill had some new language in it. It was removed by the House. I don't think we have to take any further action on that. If we just leave that alone, we'll be sticking with the existing law in that area. And I believe that's all the amendments we need to consider. Are you ready to move this now, Senator Brown, or did you need to check out something about it?
I'm concerned why that nice language in B, C, and D, or B and C, wasn't left in the House bill. But I haven't read it.